Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, it's Becky from Family First Care.
Hey, how you doing, Becky?
Good, how are you today?
I'm okay. I'm just getting out of the dentist now. A couple hours, about an hour and a half ago, I received a phone call from COPA. And she was, the representative was telling me that something along the lines of they went through the financial whatever, and they had noticed something about his prudential. Like, he has something where he gets like 130 something bucks every 3 months or every 4 months or so, and I guess she needs some sort of
Proof.
proof of what it actually is, because it doesn't, it comes up on the I guess it comes up in his invoice, but it doesn't come up the,
Comes up on the right.
yeah, it comes up on his bank statements, but for some reason she needs I guess proof of what it actually is for or something.
Yeah, so she emailed me that whole conversation,
Okay.
and I just wanted to make sure that you were on,
Generally
you knew what to
understand.
do about it.
For the most part, not I guess he was gonna reach out to Prudential. If you could you, if it's possible, could you call my dad's phone and walk him through it? We're just getting back now from my dentist appointment, so we're
I'll
like
tell
just
you.
walking in the house.
The honest truth is, I'm not exactly sure how to get it either. It says that what you need, I could tell you what you need though. So you could
Oh,
probably,
okay, fine. That's perfect.
that's probably right. So it's basically, he said that, I'm sorry, she said that the requested statements were provided to me by email. I called Mr. Palazzone and his son this morning and explained to them that the additional Bank of America statements were received. However, there's income being deposited into that account that the county does not have a current gross income statement for.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Okay. Well, let me just, we're walking in the house now. I'll explain it to him. And I know she said that was it, but she kind of ended the conversation also saying that we're like $2,000 over what the, I guess, the limit is or something.
I don't know,
The income limit or.
she told me Consumer Sun states that he will work on gathering and emailing this verification to me so that I can process the waiver application and issue a notice, which means that that's the last thing.
Okay, no, she was saying something about, she looked at the amount of money, and it's something like, I guess over like 10, she what was the limit of $8,000 for resource or something along that?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and she said she looked through the finances, and she said it's already, she said with his stuff, it's already at like 10, or either way, I guess I'll tell you, you can let me know about that later on. So right now, he just needs to. Here, I'll give you the phone. Sorry about this. Hello?
Hi.
Here's the phone. Hi, who am I speaking to?
This is Becky from Family First Care. I'm taking over for Figgy for a couple of weeks, so you might
Okay.
know of.
What can
Did
I
you
help
hear
you
what I
with?
was. What'd he say?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear what I was talking to with William?
Yes.
Okay, amazing. So I'll text you to the I'll text to this number. Whose phone is this?
This is William's number.
Okay, so I'll text
You can send it
to William what exactly there's income being deposited into that account that the CEO does not have a current gross income statement for. That's what you're looking for.
there. Okay.
Okay, and let me know if you have any other questions or things. But it looks like that's the last thing that we need.
Okay, thank you. That's all. I was honestly, I was gonna give you a call when I got back, so you got to me first.
Sure, of course. I'm glad we were able to connect.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you'll send that text message, and I'll have my dad go do that and email it
Back to you or Miss
to
Wilson?
you, or.
Yeah, think she could just he could just text back to this.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Okay. Amazing. Okay, thank you so much. Have a nice day.
You too, thanks.
Okay.